Hi, this is Dave, and you're listening to the English Meeting Discussion Podcast.
Number 13.
Stimulating dialogue.
Controversial issues.
A global perspective.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is brought to you by me, Dave Skonda, and EnglishMeeting.com. Hello and welcome to another edition of the English Meeting Discussion Podcast. Yay! Thanks for listening today. I'm Dave Skonda, and this is one of our stimulating discussions about controversial issues that we do here on the English Meeting Discussion Podcast. And we have another excellent group today. And looks like we have, Chris has the microphone in his hand. How you doing today, Chris? Good to see you.
And you?
I'm doing excellent. This is a good day for me. It's like the weather's nice. It's not too hot, not too cold, you know. And I had my coffee this morning, so I'm very awake and sharp, you know. So
nice.
I'm doing well. How was your weekend? Did you do anything exciting?
No, I just... sleep.
You just slept all weekend.
Almost all weekend.
You're
yeah.
a big sleeper. So like you sleep, and then when you're not sleeping, you play the video games?
Yes.
Yeah,
I just played.
Yeah. No, we were talking about video games earlier. Again, Chris is from France, of course, so he's our friend. And you're going to articulate, move your mouth.
Yes, sir.
So we understand what you're saying.
I would try that.
Okay. Okay, and then we have, who's this over here?
Christy.
Hi, Christy. Yeah. It's good to see you today.
Yes.
Well, what's new in your life, Christy? Tell us something just thrilling and exciting. I know I'm putting you on the spot. I'm just doing this on purpose. How was your weekend? Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes.
Yes? You're not sure, though. Maybe you need more excitement. You need to take a vacation or something?
I think so.
Google. Maybe a short vacation to Las Vegas or something. How's that sound?
I already.
You already? You mean you already went there?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Las Vegas, though. You go back again and again and again and again. You know, or you stay at a different hotel and this sort of thing. Okay, we'll think of something for you. Okay, and then we have Armand. Hey, Armand, how's it going?
How are you? It's going better.
Going better?
Yeah.
Armand, you're always so serious. See, right now it's great. You're smiling and all this. You're a serious guy. We gotta bring out the silly, lighthearted side of Armand. How do we do that?
It depends. It's a bit hard.
It's a bit. I know it is. I know. We got to tell some jokes to Armand or some. Get him laughing more. I don't know any Iranian jokes, or else I'd say some. But I'll try to think of some. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. See, if you smile a lot like this, it just helps you to laugh more at things. And then over here we have Jihan. Hi, Jihan.
Hi.
How's it going today?
It's good.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, I'm great. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I had my coffee.
Oh,
did you have your coffee this morning?
Yeah,
I had two cups. Two cups?
Uh-huh.
And I asked you, you drink American coffee?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess there's no Korean coffee, is there?
Mm-mm.
It's not like they have Armenian coffee. Mm-mm. Have you guys had Armenian coffee?
No, I don't like coffee.
You don't like coffee. Oh, God. Well, shame on you. You should, you know. Do you? But Armand, of course, you know Armenian coffee, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's very different from the American, because oftentimes it has the, like, kind of the fine, very fine coffee grounds inside of it, but it's very strong.
Yeah, of course.
So that's why, you know, I recommend it. If you like strong coffee, it's good. It's like espresso, you know.
So
something like
coffee.
This. But it has the coffee grounds in it, so that's kind of difficult.
Okay.
First time I drank it, I was shocked. I'm like, what's going on here? I'm like, you know?
I heard like Indonesia is like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard
you
that.
Put
interesting.
The coffee.
Uh-huh.
You put the coffee in the cup.
In the cup.
And then you pour water, and then you drink the
water
part.
Yeah, if Americans did
really
that,
strong.
Like half the population would choke to death. They would just die immediately. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure Starbucks isn't going to do that anytime soon. Okay, well, thanks for being here, Jihan. And then we have, hello, Esther.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, very good. It's great to see you here today.
Thank you.
And you were telling us earlier that last Sunday was Mother's Day in Korea?
Actually, today.
Oh, today is,
yeah,
that's right.
May 8th.
May 8th.
Yeah. And May 5th was Children's Day.
And May 15th is Children's Day. And it's funny because in America, May 5th? Yeah. Oh, 5th. Is it 5th, like 5? Yeah. Oh, I thought you said 15th.
Oh, 5th.
Teacher's Day.
Oh, my God, we have all these days. Well, I like that day. God, I'm expecting a lot of good stuff on the 15th. And even if we don't have class on the 15th, you can still, you know.
In Korea.
In Korea? Yeah, but you're Korean. I expect my Korean students to bring that tradition. What about Children's Day? Well, but if you were my child, I would do something very nice for you, you know. But see, teacher, see, you bring the things here. God, I like Korea. It has a lot of good holidays here. So, yeah, God, I'm not going to forget that. 15th, huh? So the 5th was Children's Day. God, you have a lot of... We don't have that. We have Mother's Day, of course.
Yeah.
Next Monday.
But we don't have Children's Day. What's that?
15th next Monday. Yeah.
Is that Mother's Day here?
Yeah. After Mother's Day, it is Korean Teacher's Day. Monday.
Yeah, we have Father's Day. We have Father's Day and Mother's Day. That's celebrated here. I think Mother's Day is celebrated the most, you know. But we don't have Children's Day. I feel ripped off in my life. I never had Children's Day, you know.
Yeah, it was so weird.
It was what?
It was weird for me when I first came here. There wasn't no Children's Day.
Right. Yeah, well, you can start it. I'm sure Americans would love to have Children's Day.
I mean, Christmas is the Children's Day.
Oh, that's true. God, we spoil our kids in America so much. You know, we get them all these presents and everything, and that's true. So maybe that's the justification. Okay, so going from a light topic of Children's Day and Mother's Day, we're going to dive in right now to our topic, our discussion topic, which is... The death penalty, that's right, the death penalty, capital punishment, as it's called. And capital punishment means that if you commit a serious crime, like murder, actually, I think it has to be murder, you may be considered to be put to death by the country or the government that is in charge of your jurisdiction. In America, we have different states. We have 50 states, right? So the 50 states have different laws, and they're not all the same. But in California, we do have the death penalty. You'll notice, I don't know if any of you guys have followed the news much on this, but in certain states, they use the death penalty a lot more than in other states.
Texas?
Texas. How did you know about that?
George W. Bush, it's a very...
Yeah, it came out a lot.
I don't know why.
George Bush, he's from Texas, and he was governor of Texas, so the governor has a lot of control over... The governor can stop an execution, right? And George Bush apparently did not do that very much. But it's also the laws in the state and how the governing powers feel about the death penalty, because in Texas, they have a lot of convictions and use of the death penalty, whereas in California, we don't use it as frequently. So we can say, I wonder why. But these issues, there's many issues associated with this. What I'd like to do kind of quickly is just go around the room and hear about the countries you're from and whether or not you have a death penalty in your country. So, yeah, Chris, what about in France?
I'm from France, and we are against death penalty. We don't have it. Like, almost all Europe, we don't have
almost all of Europe. Does anybody in Europe have a death penalty that you're aware of?
No, in fact, no. No.
I heard on the news not too long ago that Britain was considering bringing...
To give it back, yeah.
To have capital punishment. But I also heard that, you know, of course, there's a lot of argument about that, and there's a lot of... protest about it.
Yeah.
So you're saying most of Europe doesn't, and French people just think it's wrong. Now, do they think it's wrong? Do you think just morally themselves, or is it a religious issue?
I mean, morally, I guess it's bad. Not religious. We're not very religious in France.
Okay.
No, not anymore.
Okay.
So I think it's more morally.
So even like if somebody in France kills 5 people.
Oh, jail for life.
Jail for life. Okay.
Well, at least 20 years.
Okay.
If he's insane or something.
I see. Okay. How about Armand? Okay. So, of course, Armand, you're from Iran.
Yeah.
So this is the clandestine thing. We're always curious to hear about how things are done in that part of the world.
In Iran, you can get death penalty for offending someone or if you rape someone.
Okay, so this is interesting, and this is an important distinction. Because in America, I believe, I'm 99% sure about this, you can only get the death penalty if you murder. Anything else you do, you would not be considered for the death penalty. But in Iran, okay, rape, you can get the death penalty.
And it's a very harsh death penalty. It's not like being hanged only.
Okay, are you talking about torture?
No, the process of execution. It's not only like hanging. Okay, it can be stoned to death.
Oh, stoned to death. Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know people still did that anymore. So, and oh my God, that's amazing. Don't you think? Okay, and is this a public stoning or is it privately done?
It's public.
It's public.
Yeah.
Wow. I just couldn't imagine. I mean, could you imagine being sitting there and all these people throwing rocks at you till they crush your head?
Yeah. They put you in a hole.
They do what? They put you in a hole?
They dig a hole. They put you...
Oh, I'm glad you're explaining this. Say that again.
They dig a hole.
In the ground.
Yeah. And they put you in the ground, but your head is covered.
Your head is covered?
Yeah, you don't see who's hitting you.
Oh, wait. But they bury you up to your neck?
No, up to the waist.
Up to the waist. See, I had no idea. This is the first time I've ever heard of this. So this is... fascinating to me and stunning to me. So they bury you up to your waist, so you can move your arms.
No,
or do they tie it behind you?
Your hands are tied behind you.
Your hands are tied.
There's a white sheet covering all your body.
And then they put a white sheet over you, so you can't see anything.
No, you can't see it. Yeah.
So it becomes red. Right?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God. Now that's interesting because you think first of all it's public, so the people witness this. So maybe it's a deterrent. I imagine the crime is pretty low in Iran compared to America.
Crime? Actually, it's high. But
is it really?
Yeah.
So a lot of people suffer this fate?
Yeah, of course.
So hearing this for the first time, I think, wow, if people saw this, it may deter people from doing these crimes.
And there are rules for stoning, like you shouldn't pick up larger stone.
Oh, you mean it has to be a certain size stone?
Yeah, to kill
the person
with the first strike, they should be like...
Oh, I see what you're saying. So, in other words, the stones need to be smaller, so it takes a long time to kill the person.
Yeah,
the person needs to be...
Suffocated.
To suffer.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God.
There are lots of websites online.
No, I'm sure. If we research this, I'm sure we... Well, what else? Okay, so that's one. What else do they... Did you want to say something, Chris?
Yeah, I was going to ask the same.
What other forms?
Other forms is hanging for gays and lesbians.
You mean if they find out you're gay or lesbian, they'll hang you?
They will hang you.
You remember?
And
that's right. Yeah, I do remember.
Most of the time, those people are not gay or lesbian or have done any offense to the Islamic regime, but they are political people, so government wants to get rid of them.
Oh, they're like causing a problem in politics, so therefore it's an excuse. And they may be saying, hey, I'm not gay, and sorry, you're gay, boom.
Yeah, they find reason to excuse.
And they'll hang them.
Uh-huh. They hang them or stone them.
Chris, what were you going
to
say?
Here's someone, they use a sword to cut you in the half. Is that true?
Not in Iran.
Do they cut off your head in Iran?
No, we don't have
that. They don't do that?
No. Only maybe for... people that are getting involved with the government's political system or they're against.
Well, but is that part of their way? Is that part of their death penalty, though? I mean, you're saying only people in the political system that cut off their head?
Because the government in like Iran is in the hands of leaders.
Right.
And then comes to presidents.
So are you saying it's not public, so you don't know? Like they may be doing this?
Maybe.
I see.
Or if they're doing in public, the public is like from the people that are for the regime, not against the regime.
I see. Okay. Chris.
I hear there is a fourth one, you know, because we did
You did some research on a presentation.
The fourth one was, they they take you and they drop you from a mountain or something like that. Is that true?
Drop you off of a mountain or a cliff?
Yeah.
Like a perch, a very high point, and
you're
then
in
you...
Bag?
You're in a bag? Oh my God, that doesn't sound fun.
In Iran? No, but it's part of like the punishments that Saudi Arabia... Doing
see, that's the thing. We get a lot of these mixed up because, you know, it gets back into...
If it's a prostitute, they wrap it, the body, and drop it from the mountain.
They do that. For a prostitute.
Yeah.
You know, this we could talk about for hours because then the thought that comes to my mind is, but they have, like, this marrying
and
system.
It doesn't matter, like, it's prostitution or one-night stand.
Because you can marry, you can marry a woman for like 2 hours or a day,
yeah.
And she's basically a prostitute,
mm-hmm.
and they can kill that person.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Like the person is prostitute, it can be like a one night stand, and they find out
just you had sex with somebody for one night.
Yeah.
They find out they can put that girl in a bag and drop her off a mountain.
Yeah, of course.
Ay ay ay, I've heard of. People, I've heard of in terms of like interrogation techniques where they've like put somebody in a bag and they're trying to get information out of them and they'll take them like in a helicopter and they pretend like they're going to drop them but they're only like 5 feet off the ground, you know.
Actually, for taking words out of people, they like put women in big bags.
Yeah.
And then they put some cats into the bag.
With the women?
Yeah.
And what is that? What happens?
So if they're scratching the body to get out the pack.
Like the cats will attack them?
They want to get out of the bag.
Oh, so the cats freak out and then scratch the people.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to say, like, some cats are very nice. You know, you pet them, they purr. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, kitty, kitty, kitty. But it's not like that. Yeah, right?
No.
They're stressed out. Oh, I haven't heard that one either. Wow. Well, you know, some. Wow, that's just amazing. That really makes you pause and think about this sort of thing. Well, okay. So then we have our Korean ladies. What happens in Korea? Do you have capital punishment, Esther?
Yeah, I think we have.
You think?
Yeah.
You know, you do have.
Because I'm not up to date.
Yeah, you're not up to date. Well, that's understandable. But they have the death penalty. Do you know what form is used in Korea?
Actually, I don't know how they use it. Yes.
So they probably keep it kind of quiet. It doesn't sound like it gets a lot of news and exposure.
I remember that I read there was execution for the murderer, but there was no mention how to kill.
How they did it.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting. Because one, you know, a problem with America, I guess you could say problem, is that...
I was so surprised after I heard.
Oh, I know.
Sorry, so.
No, I understand your feel. When you hear something like that, it can kind of it can wipe you out. I mean, just thinking about it is you know makes you you know want to lie down and go, oh my God.
So I think you know the execution is also another murder and another crook. Cruel, another
that's the way you feel about it,
yeah.
Huh? It's cruel, unusual kind of punishment.
What is the purpose of that?
Yeah, what is the purpose? You're saying it's cruel. Well, yeah, it could be revenge, retribution. Yeah, Armand.
And actually, when your stoning is in process.
Stoning is what?
In process, and you're being executed by stoning.
Right.
Your family should be there.
Your family is supposed to watch?
Yeah. All of them.
That's cruel.
From youngest to oldest.
I mean, you know, I mean, the passion of this is great when I hear about this, and that's like, the thing is, it would be interesting to scientifically, I'm sure there is statistics, I don't know if they're very reliable, but about comparing the crime in Iran and like a different society, because it is cruel, like we would consider that cruel and unusual, you know, to stone somebody. And I could just imagine, I mean, I think all of us, you know, if we were in there in that sand, I mean, don't want to think about that. But I just wonder, does it deter crime? You're saying there's a lot of crime in Iran. My guess would be that that would deter crime a lot, but in this society, we don't believe in that because it's cruel and unusual. And if we're going to kill somebody, we're going to end their life. And that's the purpose, is to end their life, saying, you no longer deserve to live. We're going to stop your privilege, because life is a privilege. We're going to stop your privilege of life, but we're not going to make you suffer through it. So, Christy or Jihan, you don't know about how they use the death penalty in Korea?
I said they hang.
Wait, microphone.
I said they hang.
Oh, really? Ah, interesting. Because, Chris was saying, in Japan, that they use hanging, and it might be similar system that they use. I'm unaware of that. And back to what Esther was saying about, she doesn't hear much about it, and I was making a comment earlier that maybe one problem with all the freedom in America is our freedom of press is so big, and it's changed so much over the years that the press will report on everything. So if somebody's going to die in America, all the press will go there. It'll be on TV news. It'll be in the paper. Everybody's going to talk about it. The people who are against it are going to get on the news. The people are for it. So all these things that happen in this country, everybody hears about. You know, it's very open, whereas other countries, they don't want to talk about it because it's so negative and maybe it will cause problems. So you heard about it on the news in Korea? You're not sure?
Drama.
Oh, on a drama.
But it's about history.
But a historical drama? Yeah, okay. But if it's way back in history, maybe they don't use
it. 10 years ago.
Oh, 10 years ago? Okay, well, that's pretty recent. Okay, so we have one extreme to the other, in France where they don't use it and they feel like it's wrong. Yeah, Chris?
I know another extreme, Iran, the China.
China.
Yeah, they're the most responsible, I mean, they're the country which has the more execution per year.
Oh, really? I haven't heard that statistic. So you're saying China has the most. And then people would say to that, well, that's probably because they have the most people in the world. You know, they have the largest population.
But yeah. They don't use it only for murder. Usually they don't use it for murder.
Okay, other crimes.
They use it for corruption and for drug abuse, drugs.
Like drug trafficking.
Drug trafficking.
This sort of thing.
And for repression, political repression, if you criticize that.
Well, I mean, it's well known throughout the world, China doesn't have the best record for human rights.
Yeah.
If you remember, I think we talked about Tiananmen Square once. I mean, Tiananmen Square was a massacre. It's kind of interesting because living in America, I've seen there's protest groups because you can speak out freely in America. So there's people who used to live in China who come here and they speak out about things that you're talking about that happen in China. And they want the world to notice because they want the world to help to stop China from doing this.
Mm. Yeah. And you know how they kill them? They shoot them.
They shoot them? Okay.
But the bullet that they used to, the family has to pay to the government.
You know, I think I've heard this before. Yeah. The family has to pay for the bullet.
Yeah.
And is it a gold bullet or something?
No, just have to pay.
They just have to pay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, it's analogous to what Armand was saying in a way. It's like sharing it with the family. And it's kind of bringing the responsibility to the family. It's like, look, this is your brother or this is your son. Look what he did. You're going to pay for it. You're going to watch it. Do they have to watch?
I don't know.
I have a question. If you're a teenager and then you murder somebody, so what's going to happen in America?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're a juvenile, and a juvenile in America is under the age of 18, we have a different court system for juveniles. And to my knowledge, we have never killed a juvenile, used the death penalty for a child. But I will say that may be changing. And we have tried a lot of juveniles as adults. You'll hear this maybe on the news and saying, this crime was so heinous, was so extreme. And this person knew exactly what he was. He wasn't like an 8-year-old who didn't know what was going on. It was somebody who was let's say 17, who calculated, who planned a murder, who knew exactly what they're doing. And then in a case like this, they will try that juvenile as an adult. In that case, the person may get the death penalty. But the way the system works in America, by the time they get to the death penalty, they're going to be 30, 40 years old because the system takes so long for us to get around to actually doing
because
it.
Because in China, if teenager kills somebody and they kill. Like murder somebody. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you kiss somebody, that's it too. Death penalty. Did you get a gun? Your family has to pay for the bullet. No, I'm just kidding.
They wait for he's become 18 years old or something. Like that. And then they execute him.
Oh, really? That's very interesting. Yeah, happy birthday party that is. Now you're an adult. How's it feel? Yeah. Boom. You know.
That's pretty.
Wow. So they wait. Can I ask Armin, what about if you're a juvenile in Iran? Do they have any protection for juveniles in Iran that you're aware of?
Depends if it's political. They find you like you have political
Depends on the crime?
Yeah, political idea. You can still do the same. Execution.
What do you mean? Oh, if it's a political crime, then they can execute you, even if you're a child.
But they will not read your... they will not read the verdict as your political. They will bring some other criminal charges.
Oh, I see. They'll find something to put on you.
Yeah.
And then, but they'll kill the. Will they do the stoning to the child? I should. Well, you know, juvenile. I should say.
Could be.
Could be. Wow. Wow. Okay.
Never underestimate.
Yeah. Regime. Well. If I was in Iran, I'd be one very good citizen, I'll tell you that. Okay, well, let's look at this idea philosophically. Okay, in America, or I guess like in any country, I mean, we have a pretty good legal system here, but it certainly is not perfect. And we have found people in America who are convicted, and we have found them afterwards
That they were innocent.
Okay. And we found a lot of these. Do you know how? Do you know how we found this out afterwards?
DNA.
DNA. Because DNA is a newer technology. And we found that, we were able to analyze the DNA. Oh, it did not come from you. Oh, we killed that person.
Oh, sorry.
Whoops. You know? I mean, that's a pretty big mistake. Now, what I ask, like when I hear this argument, I think of myself. I put myself in that position because what if I was convicted of a crime and they said you're guilty and I lost at trial and I'm like, no, I'm innocent. What are you talking about? You know? And then not just the killing though, the whole process. I mean, could you imagine going through that when you're an innocent person and you did nothing wrong here? I think that's a huge atrocity. And that gives me, and I'm interested to hear your opinions, that gives me pause to say, in America, we have to be very careful about using the death penalty. If putting even the religious argument aside or personal value thing aside, that if you have the wrong person, it is so wrong to put someone to death who is innocent that you've got to be so careful that, to me, it's a good argument for keeping most people alive and keeping them in jail. Mm-hmm. Chris, you're from France, and you're saying most of the people from France don't believe in killing. Why is that? Why is the feeling that way? Mm. Why do you think?
I don't know. Maybe historical?
Historical?
I have no idea. Honestly.
Okay, historical, you mean, and then tied into religious issues?
No, most with... after World War II, the declaration of... Declaration of the Human Rights... Something like the Declaration of the Human Rights.
Of the what rights?
Human rights. Humans.
Human?
Human. Human.
Oh, human, like human being?
Human.
Okay.
Human being rights. Article 3 says that everyone has the right to life. I remember that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was a decree that came out of World War II. Of course, after World War II was with the Nazis, killing, so many Jews and just putting them to death and trying to eliminate them. So it came out of that. But America was part of that too, and we kill people.
Yeah, I know. But
what happened here?
Since I know the date. Since 1977,
uh-huh.
The UN, the United Nations.
United Nations.
The commissions of the United Nations says that the countries should not kill anyone. And if they do it, I mean, they're very against that in Europe. In South America, they're against that. In Australia, they're against that. I guess it's
only Asia and Middle East are for that. North America is divided, like Mexico,
yeah, we're
Canada,
divided.
Mexico, Canada are against that, and United States still use it. And yeah. Africa is the same, it's divided, very divided.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's historical, it's about this correlation of human rights.
Yeah, right. And they all kind of went in that direction, whereas we're, you know, it's interesting how distance can make the thing, because, you know, we're, I wonder if we were connected to Europe, if we would be connected to that way of thinking as well. We were removed from World War II, you know, just like we're removed from the Iraq War right now. I mean, the war is going on, but it's not in our backyard. So most people function like there's not a war. Well, let me ask Christy. Christy, can I ask you, what do you personally think about this issue? Do you think there should be a death penalty or no, there should not?
I think it depends. If it's obvious that you kill somebody and no reason, like so many people if you killed, then you should be in the death penalty.
So you think it should be for, if I... Like, for instance, if I killed more than one person, or would one person be
and
enough?
And it's obvious. It's
Well, let's say the person admitted guilt, said, yeah, I did it. That would be obvious, right? And they found all the evidence that...
DNA was right.
And the DNA and all this, right?
Then
you think it's good?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And why do you think that's better than putting that person in jail for the rest of their life?
Because there was a murder in Korea.
Uh-huh.
He killed so many innocent people.
How many? What people?
Innocent people. I don't even know how many.
Okay.
But they keep finding bodies and...
Oh, so he was like a serial killer or something?
Yes.
And he went around like secretly and killed people?
Yes. And then he used a saw.
Yeah.
To cut...
Cut them up?
Yeah. In the apartment, in the bathroom.
Oh, that's how he would get rid of them? By cutting them up?
And then get rid of the all blood?
Uh-huh.
In the bathtub.
Oh,
and
the blood.
And then he just take the body without the blood. So no one can really see the blood.
Right. But then what would he do with the body?
Put in mountain or, you know,
oh,
hide
like
it.
Oh, bury it somewhere?
Yeah. Put it in the river or...
Yeah, welcome to Korea. That's fun.
When was it happen?
Like a year ago?
I didn't know that.
huge thing.
Well, these are interesting stories because, of course, in America we've had this too, probably a lot more. We have this idea of serial killers, and we have, you know, it's kind of interesting. Some people dedicate their life to studying this. These serial killers, you know, you think of the psychology, because I could never think of killing a human being. I could never do it. You know, for any reason, even if a guy was so angry. But anyway, but these serial killers, they think differently. And some of them have mental problems. And they're saying, like, oh, voices are telling me to kill these people. They're saying that, you know, maybe it's a sexual thing. Like, they get girls, they rape them, then they kill them. And it's something like that. But they think in this way of just, they have to kill. And it's just, when I reflect on the human being, the human mind, and it's like, wow. It's crazy. It's so crazy. And that they can keep living. And the next day, after they kill, they could just be like, hey, Bob. Hey, Pete. You know, how you doing? Okay, well.
I hear about one here.
And you. Yeah, well, go ahead.
I mean, I'm sorry. I hear about one here. He used to sniper, you know? Yeah. Snipe people.
A sniper?
Yeah.
Are you talking about in America?
In America. Uh-huh. I was in front of what happened, so I didn't got details, but. I don't know. Did you hear about that?
Well, we've had. I mean, we've had a lot. So when you say, "Did I hear about it?" You know, I say, you know, well, you want to know the top 10 or, you know, all of them.
Not this one.
There have been a lot of. We've had the Unabomber. Did you guys know about the Unabomber?
No.
He was sending bombs in the mail to people. People would open a package.
Oh, he
and
explode
boom.
His own hands. And some.
Well, not really.
Mistake.
Well, they finally tracked him down through the public describing, the police gave some information about him, and a relative actually turned him in and said, I think this is my uncle or something like that. Anyway, Armin, you were going to make a comment earlier.
There was a German guy that he was cannibal, and he had posted like...
cannibal. Let's make sure we all understand. This conversation's getting really bright and cheery. cannibal is somebody who... is a person who eats a person.
Other
eats
human.
Human flesh. Yeah, yeah.
That guy was sending emails to people.
Uh-huh.
But if you are sick of living, you can come to me and I'll kill you and I'll eat you. And
really?
There was lots of people like... their bodies were found in his home, but he was never convicted of the crime because those people voluntarily... Like,
because the people wanted to be killed and eaten.
Yeah.
Where was this?
In Germany.
Yeah. Hmm. Did you hear about this?
Never.
I haven't heard about it. That's wild. Well, I guess we have a service for everything today, don't we? Okay. Retribution, just... Well... You know, the idea, like Esther was saying earlier...
Esther is not feeling good.
Esther's
yes, I'm sick now.
Oh, I'm sorry. God, this is like too serious, too serious. Okay, so I got her opinion. What do you think, Jihan? Do you think we should have a death penalty, or do you think it's wrong?
Yes, I think we should.
We should?
Yeah, because, like, he killed somebody, and then he go to... He's in prison.
Okay.
And then in the prison, he can kill so many people again.
Oh, he can kill in prison.
No, isolation. So, I mean.
Well, only if they were isolated, but still. I mean, this is a good argument, and I've heard this before because, okay, like Chris just said, isolation. Okay, if you have somebody in jail, if they're around people, mm-hmm. they could kill or hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. Now, even if they're in isolation, they still have to come out of their cell for different activities. Mm-hmm. And that means they're going to be around a guard. Mm-hmm. And they have seriously injured. Mm-hmm. I heard a case recently where this guy like blinded a guard, like, I don't know, got something and hit his eyes. And now the guard, mm-hmm. who's just trying to do his job, is blind for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. You know, and so he can... at least injure somebody, and that's pretty severe.
If he's extremely dangerous, I think he should be executed.
Yeah, if they're really because they can do more damage. That's an interesting and pretty good argument. Another thing, you know, that this brings open is the jail system, and I don't know if you all know about the jails in your own countries, but if you go to an American, if you're in a federal prison system in America, that's no fun place to be because mm-hmm. they have, you know, gangs in the jail. You could suffer every day of your life in a big way by being in jail. You need protection. It's not like you're just watching TV and reading a book and you have to stay in this one cell. It's tough. Esther, do you want to say something?
Yeah, it is totally isolated from the world. Not only the death penalty, life in prison is also another isolation. So, actually, I don't agree the death penalty. And
okay.
I prefer the life in prison.
Life in prison.
Yeah, and did you hear about the Musawi judge?
Yeah, well, I was thinking about that when we were talking. Yeah. Earlier, this is, let me just clarify this for everyone listening. Musawi, he was the only one that was caught that intended to be part of the 9/11 airplanes, flying the airplanes into buildings, and he was supposed to get on a plane that was stopped, and we caught him. He was the only one of, you know, because the other people got away. They got away. And so anyway, he was tried in America, this Musawi, and he was found guilty, and the jury decided his sentencing. And he could have been considered for death penalty or life in prison. And how did they decide, Esther?
Life in prison.
Life in prison.
Yeah, and the prison is in Colorado. Colorado State.
Isolation.
Yeah, isolated.
Colorado, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, and they called it Supermax. There was nobody escaped from the prison, historically.
They're talking about this special prison in Colorado is called a supermax prison. What they mean by max is maximum security. Now, they put a super in front of that because we have many maximum security, which means it's, you know, it's almost impossible to get out.
Yeah,
but super is even more.
from that
like
day
selling
that
the prison. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
From that day he was sentenced, he couldn't go out. He can't go out. He can't see the sunlight. Walk. He can't see anybody. He just keep in
stay indoors.
Stay in
oh, I see. So they won't even let him outside.
12 feet.
12 by 7 room.
Yeah.
Well,
there is no.
So you're saying that's a pretty bad life.
Yeah. So even though Musawi said Bin Laden won,
right.
America lose.
Yeah, he said
but
that.
But I
yeah.
think the opposite.
Yeah. Well, the judge came back because, you know, it's we have a lot of freedoms, and he had the right to speak at his sentencing, and he said that. But then he got. Then he had to be quiet and he had to listen. And I think it was the judge or somebody said that. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
I can't imagine myself if I were in that isolated room. Oh, I can't stay.
You know, I mean, personally, I'd rather die.
I'd rather die.
Yeah. I mean, the judge said to him, no, you are the loser and you are going to be in this cell and you're never going to see the sunshine again and you're never going to hear the birds and you're never going to be interact with anybody and you are going to suffer. And, you know, he tries to pretend and say, oh, I won, ha ha, you guys, you know. But, I mean, personally, I would rather have a lethal injection than have that be the rest of my life. I would go insane. I mean, really,
that's
I would go insane.
That's why I'm against
Well,
death.
See, that's an argument, because the thing is, a lot of people believe that's a stronger punishment.
Yes.
If you, and let's even, okay, that's the extreme, the supermax prison, where he has no contact with anybody. First of all, human beings are social animals. We need other people. There are no humans on record that live by themselves. Humans don't do that. You know, I mean, maybe for periods of time, if for certain reasons, but generally speaking, we don't. We're not like certain animals that can survive on their own. Past that, in the federal prison system, it's dangerous. The people are afraid to go in there because they get raped, they get beat up. I mean, somehow they get weapons in there. I mean, you can get stabbed. These people make weapons out of materials. It's a scary place to be. And that's a lot of suffering. So we can look at it from the perspective that going to federal prison may very well be a worse punishment than, you know, getting the death penalty. Because in prison, it can be very cruel and unusual. But we have this idea in America that the death penalty should not be cruel and unusual.
Actually, the way that Esther said is more cruel because, like, there were cases in Japan that Iranian drug dealers from 1990 to 1992 were busted in large groups. And they were, like, put into special prison, Japanese prison. They were, like, cylinder-shaped and very tall.
Uh-huh.
In small rooms, and after like 2-3 days, those people are like committing suicide.
Making
with chopsticks. They're putting into their ears and pushing the chopsticks
oh my
into
God.
Their brain.
Wow, this is a very graphic conversation we're having today. that's not a pretty picture. Don't tell little Johnny about that story. Well, I mean, it just shows that, you know, that isolation can drive a person mad.
Yeah. Usually, you know, in the movie, we can see the prison as a kind of heaven for the prisoners. Did you see the movie Shawshank Redemption?
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that. That was a great movie, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Like that
As an American movie about some guys in prison.
Yeah.
You should see it.
You know, that's
oh, I'm not going to tell you the whole plot right now. I want to get to her point. But I highly recommend, if this was a movie show, I'd give it thumbs up.
Okay.
So you got to go rent it.
Usually people can think prison is a good place for the prisoner to have some entertainment, because, you know, if you see the movie, you can see the prisoners get together and they have some sports time, they have television, they have talking time. But actually, like this Musawi case, if we isolate a prisoner to isolated room, it is serious and more strong punishment for them. I believe that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I agree with that. I'm kind of ambivalent about it because the thing is, you know, until, like, I see Americans, like, where somebody in their family, for instance, was murdered, somebody they loved. Some of these families are so mad. You know, they say this person should die, and they believe that's justice. That's justice if they die. And other families will say, even though the family member was murdered, they'll say, kind of like Esther's saying, is like, no, put them in jail. You know, it comes down to something like, as human beings, do we have the right to say whether somebody else lives or dies? You know, do we have that right? Is it our, because it goes into judgment. In America, it's the judgment system, the courts, and the courts say, yes, we do have a right. But I don't know if we have a right. What do you think, Jihoon?
In my opinion, death penalty is not only to give criminal punishment. I think it means also to save others, to prevent
others. Yeah, well, see, that's something we haven't really got into. So the death, it sounds like what you're saying, the death penalty is a deterrence. It prevents people from committing crimes. So, like, if people know, hey, I'm going to get killed if I do this crime and I'm caught, maybe I'm not going to do it. And that's the way a lot of Americans feel. They say it's a deterrent. And it stops people. But then, I don't know. Do you think that's true? Do you think it's a deterrent?
Actually, about my case, like, when I got my...
Your case?
Jury notice. Jury notice service. I was very sad.
And you were on trial for what? No, I'm just kidding.
called for jury duty.
Jury duty, you're talking about.
Yeah. I was sad because if I go there, I don't know what what's the crime.
You don't know what kind of case you're going to be on.
What's the person, if he did it or not.
Yeah.
So I'm not God or something.
Well, and actually in America, I mean, if you told the judge, hey, I could not. Actually, it's part of the service. You have to be able to say, we can make a judgment based on this. Mm-hmm. If you tell the judge, I'm sorry, I can't, you'll be excused.
But you have to give a good reason.
Well, yeah, you could just say it's against my religion. You could say, I can never judge this person. I don't believe in that personally.
You have that right? So I can bring that right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, it's so easy to get out of jury duty. Yeah, I mean, there's like, you know, go on the internet, you know. I mean, it's like they'll have 1,000 excuses that get out. You can get released immediately.
But it's not going to be like a problem in records for getting governmental job later on?
No. It's the jury duty is like your civil service. So just Americans are just supposed to do it. It's their way of kind of keeping the system fair because you're judged by your peers as opposed to just a group of people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people can't do it. But you'll probably get called again. Mm-hmm. And then if you feel the same way, you say the same thing again. But it won't affect your job or anything like that.
Because I feel very horrible. Like,
No. I mean, if you told that to the judge, you say, look, I cannot make a judgment on this person, they'll excuse you. Mm-hmm. And they'll respect, no one's going to give you a hard time about it, you know? So, yeah, that's the way it works. Okay, God, there's so many things with this issue. I mean, maybe we need a part two to this, but can we talk just a little bit about the method? Should there be different methods? If we have the death penalty, should there be different methods? Because, of course, we have the electric chair, we have gas chamber, we have lethal injection, we have death by firing round. I was explaining that earlier, where 12 people line up with a shot with a rifle, and they shoot you. There's hanging. If we have this, should there be, like in America, we say if we're going to use the death penalty, it cannot be cruel and unusual.
Less pain possible. Yeah.
What's that? Like, don't twist the microphone. Just hold it.
Should be less pain possible. Like
the least amount of pain as possible.
Minimum.
Well, the idea behind lethal injection is the first injection is supposed to put you to sleep, and then the second or third, you know, stops your vital organs. But there's an argument about this, saying that maybe the person still feels pain. How do we know? So what do we do?
We don't do it.
Just don't do it. Well, that's your argument. What do you think? I mean, is there a better way to kill somebody? I mean, lethal injection, you know, seems to be the best choice right now. What they're talking about is different ways, different types of liquids, or liquids, I mean chemicals, that would kill, that would potentially be easier on the human being. So if there was a slight possibility that that person felt pain, oh, if we use this different chemical, they won't feel any pain. So it seems to me that's the best way to go, you know. What do you think? You agree? Disagree?
I'm against that, so don't ask me.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think, Christy?
If you kill somebody, the person who died, if he felt pain, why the killer should not have the pain?
Well, see, there you go. I mean, and that opens up this other side. The thing is it in, like in the Old Testament, an eye for an eye? And that's what a lot of people say. What you're saying is a murder. Let's say killed some people. Let's say, you know, killed them in a way they suffered. They went through pain. It was terrible. Shouldn't that person suffer pain as well?
Actually, I think if the person leaves with his guilt, it's going to be like more painful. If they want painful.
Well, the thing is, okay, maybe. Best we could say to that is maybe. Some people, just like we're talking about these serial killers, they think differently. Some people don't feel guilt. Some people can kill somebody one day and go and get a hamburger at McDonald's and, you know, take the kids to a playground the next day.
Probably some people enjoying killing people.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, like these serial killers, they get a high from it. It's exciting to them. They don't have, you know, I'm not a psychological expert here, but there have been studies, of course, and a lot of these people, they don't feel guilt.
How about soldiers? Like, they kill other person in war.
What about
them? Should we, like, execute them because they're killing someone else?
Oh, well, that's a whole other issue. I mean, this is war. And, you know, we're supposed to have rules of war, you know. War gets messy, you're right. I mean, sometimes people take their power too far and will kill people when they're soldiers and they shouldn't. But that's really another issue. I mean, we're talking about a government and we're talking about, you know, yeah, this soldier killed people, but it was sanctioned by the country. So, no, of course not. You know, the country wants them to kill others.
So, if, like, a person like Milosevic killed lots of
In Milosevic's case, it's war crimes. He didn't follow the Geneva Convention rules. Mm-hmm. He went against so the thing is, when you go against the Geneva Convention, I imagine at The Hague you get found guilty. Mm-hmm. And you have to pay the consequences, you know. But that's a different issue. I mean, okay. So, yeah, the idea, cruel and unusual. I don't know, it's eye for an eye. Do you suffer the same, or do you turn the other cheek in the sense that, okay, he killed, he made many people suffer, but we're going to put him to sleep, or we're going to kill him by lethal injection. I guess the logic there is you're depriving that person of living. You know, life is a privilege. Most people don't want to die. It's a tough one. People feel differently about this, you know. Some people, like Esther was saying, think, you know, being in prison, especially isolated in prison, is a huge, that's the worst thing a human being can suffer. That's worse than getting killed, you know. Other people think that, no, the only thing is to kill that person too. And it's tough, yeah.
Yeah, and I watched the statistics from Indonesia, and Americans prefer death penalty. About 75% prefer death penalty.
Really? I wonder what kind of poll that was. Where did you get that from?
Oh, I couldn't. I just watched it English lab, and I didn't remember the website address. But I watched it, and
but there was a poll taken.
Yeah,
you know, we don't know how we're like. Yeah, you know, it might be true, might be close to that. You know, I don't know. I think Americans are used to it. We've had it a long time in this country. You know, so you know that statistic could very well be true. You know, like I said, there's so many other issues in terms of the cost that it takes to kill somebody in America, which is many people say it costs more to kill somebody than to let them live the rest of their life in jail. We have issues with insanity, with mental retardation. Do we kill women? You know?
Yeah. You know, after 1976, there was more than, there was about 1,020 people were executed, but only 1% was woman.
Ah, right. Yeah. Well, but, you know, it's hard to say, okay, that may also be because women don't commit these heinous crimes as much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it sounds like weighted, but if it's, you know, men usually murder. Women don't go out and murder. I mean, that's just the way it is in America and in most countries. That may change, but, you know. Anyway, because then it gets, the race issue gets in too. Like they say, they kill more black people. But we have to look at the statistics. Are the black people committing these crimes more than a different race? I don't know. You know, I'm just putting it out there. Anyway, this is a tough issue. This is really difficult. We're talking about people's life and death, but it's been interesting to hear your thoughts and ideas about this. And I think the safest or the best advice is just don't go out and do these bad things, you know? Just go out there, be a good citizen, be nice to people. You'll never have to worry about that. If you have a family, make sure that they're good too and they don't get involved in these negative things. And, you know,
yeah,
that's
the way to
go. You
can be a good person, good citizen, but you can't, how you can avoid from injuring others, from others?
Yeah, you can't. Well, you can't. I mean, you're born into this world. This world is dangerous. I mean, I could get, you know, injured from somebody at any time, you know. So I can't protect, unless I maybe live in one of those Japanese cells in the cylinder you were talking about. Maybe I could protect myself in there. That's about it. Then I'd go insane, though, and that wouldn't be very good. Okay, so anyway, thank you all for coming. It was great to hear from you. Yay! That wraps it up for another edition of the English Meeting Discussion Podcast. I'm Dave Skonda, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up another edition of the English Meeting Discussion Podcast. I want to thank my discussion participants for coming in and giving their time to have these stimulating discussions. And I want to thank you for listening. Please subscribe if you haven't already at the English Meeting website, www.englishmeeting.com. And if you'd like to post a comment, very easy, quick, you don't need to register. Come to the English Meeting website, follow the links to posting comments. And you'll come to the blog page. You'll see a little link that says comments. You click on that, and that's where the comments go. That's all the time I have today. Thanks again for listening. I'm Dave Skonda at EnglishMeeting.com, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.